to the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with Cruz.
Well, welcome to a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. I'm your host, Cruz, and yeah, we're going to recap the chaos that was at Bristol. We'll talk more about some crazy garage news, including a throwback that's already been announced for Darlington, and we'll look forward to the race this weekend at COTA. The green flag is out. Let's go for it. It's the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
Time now for your race day rewind.
Yeah, so the race last weekend at Bristol was insanity. Like, I don't remember a race that was such a shit show. Like, and I don't mean that in necessarily a bad way. So we're watching it, you know, everything's going like it normally is at Bristol. And then the tire wear started. Like, oh, that's weird. All these teams start having, you know, issues with the tires. Some guys are spinning out. Some are getting flats. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. I mean, you were watching the race too. It was crazy because my initial thought was, oh no, this is going to be a huge problem, not only for NASCAR, but for Goodyear. You know, the broadcast started interviewing people at Goodyear. They were doing some behind-the-scenes looks at what was going on with them mounting the tires. Were they going to have enough to get to the end of the race? I mean, it was kind of chaos and pandemonium. And I do feel like Fox was trying to get into recovery mode, possibly. I don't know. It was just such a weird race. And part of me was like, why is this happening? This is not good. And then as the race went on and on, we all started realizing, drivers are going to have to manage their tires. They're going to have to manage how they're going around the corners and passing. And they're going to have to take it a little bit easy, but still push it to the edge. So in my opinion, the race itself went from what could have been a disaster to one of the best races we've seen in quite a number of years at Bristol. You know, I remember as a kid growing up, and every time we'd watch Bristol on ESPN, the stands were full. You couldn't get a ticket for the day or the night race there. And you know, the reputation of Bristol kind of taken a hit over the years. You know, they tried the dirt thing. I think the fans were kind of torn on that too. I mean, some loved it, some couldn't stand it. But this weekend, even with that tire wear, that was a great race at Bristol. And again, I think it all just kind of fell into place there, middle of the race towards the end, where again, the team started having to figure out how to manage their tires because they weren't going to have enough from Goodyear. And that made for some incredible racing for sure. And the pole itself, I think Jeff Gluck did one, and it was astoundingly, yes, it was a good race. And I've got to agree with that. But if you would have asked me halfway through the race, I would have said, no, this race is terrible. This is not a good look for NASCAR. But you know what? It all fell into place like it was supposed to. And if you haven't watched the race, check out some highlights from it. The guys are having fun in the booth with it, and disaster was avoided. And really, at the end of the day, that's all that matters in the good racing, of course. Obviously, that too. But yeah, I enjoyed the race at Bristol. That was kind of one of my takeaways from it. My other one was the dominance of Toyota. They led most of that race, particularly Ty Gibbs. He had a great run for sure. But Martin Truex had a solid run. Denny Hamlin had a good run. And while it wasn't a fan favorite anytime the number 11 wins, he's a veteran. He figured out how to manage those tires. And so did Martin Truex, who finished second, and Brad Keselowski, who finished third. Now, I do think when they go back to Bristol later this year, the big teams are going to have that figured out. They're going to let their younger drivers know this is how you manage tires. Kind of like the Days of Thunder thing, you know? His way, my way. So who knows what's going to happen next time. I'm hoping they bring the exact same package, the same tire, everything, because I guarantee you those stands are going to be a lot busier this next coming race at Bristol. The point standings after the race, Kyle Larson still on the top, followed by Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, William Byron, and Daniel Suarez rounding out the top five. Here's what race winner Denny Hamlin had to say after his big win at the Coliseum.
It was a different kind of challenge for sure. Certainly something that we've not had to do for a very long time in managing tires. So, you know, lesson learned early on, I kind of ran, you know, certain pace, ran a certain line, wore my tires out, and then from that point on made some adjustments internally, and he made some adjustments to the car that allowed me to just manage it from that point on. So once it got into that tire management type of race, certainly my history in late models where you had to do that, you know, big time, it certainly paid off.
NASCAR News Now.
And Overstock.com will be sponsoring Josh Berry at the Circuit of Americas. This car, when I looked at it, gave me Circuit City vibes, which is not a bad thing at all. But it is great to see Overstock.com and new sponsors coming into the sport. And, you know, Josh had a crazy race at Bristol, but he ended up in the top 10, which is pretty impressive. Seeing, I think he spun out, he got behind, but he definitely finished strong. So, yeah, look for Overstock.com on the number 4 Ford this weekend. And speaking of COTA, NASCAR has changed up the restart zone this year. You know, last year it caused some chaos and definitely some crashes. So NASCAR has kind of changed the way the restart zone will happen. The zone itself will be moved to the exit of turn 20 to kind of help with some relief. And you can always catch me at least once a week at Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. And they just announced the new Victory Lane drink. It's a new cocktail inspired by Kyle Busch. The drink itself has Fireball whiskey in it and comes with a number 8 trophy that you can take home for a very limited time and while supplies last. So be sure to check that out from Cheddar's. And it was teased real heavy. I honestly thought that Dale Jr. was coming back, but Hendrick Motorsports and Chase Elliott will honor Dale Earnhardt Jr. with a very special paint scheme this year at Darlington. Chase Elliott's UniFirst car for the May 12th Darlington race will have Dale Jr.'s iconic number 88 National Guard paint scheme. Now, obviously, it's with UniFirst, but in that teaser video, I could have swore that National Guard was back sponsoring Hendrick Motorsports. I mean, if you look at the video, it looked like it said National Guard on the leg of the teaser. But either way, it is a great-looking paint scheme, and Hendrick Motorsports and Chase Elliott will pay tribute to Dale Jr. with that National Guard throwback this year at Darlington. You can check that out at NASCAR.com.
This is your Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
The Cup Series makes their first stop at COTA this year for the Eco Park Texas Grand Prix. The race will be Sunday with a green flag around 2:30. You can watch the race on Fox and listen to it on Sirius XM or PRN. My top performers for the race, I've got to go with Tyler Reddick. I think Michael McDowell will have a great run also, and AJ Allmendinger will be in the 13 car, so I think he's going to have a good run too. And you can't count out Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG, will be driving for Kulig Racing in the number 16 Chevrolet. My dark horse for the race, I'm going to go with Kaz Grala. I think he's going to have a good run in that Rick Ware Racing Ford. Don't miss the Eco Park Texas Grand Prix again happening at the Circuit of Americas this Sunday with a green flag around 2:30. And do not miss the action at Kansas Speedway for the Advent Health 400. It's happening May 5th. You can actually make a weekend of it and check out the truck race May 4th. But it is going to be a great, great race as NASCAR returns to Kansas this May. Get your tickets. Some great seats still available at kansasspeedway.com. Well, I'm going to get out of here. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Cruise and the Days of Thunder podcast. Find out more NASCAR info at thebull1051.com.